All right, welcome back to AM 1170's Between the Lines program. Coming in a little bit, we're going to talk with Deb Dobbins. Dobbins works at the Fond du Lac Southern Care Hospice, and earlier this month, she asked a simple question on her Facebook page. Do you knit or sew? Hospice needs lap blankets. Her post was shared 361,000 times, and she's received over 368 requests for lap blankets from 38 states. Even inmates at the Green Bay Prison want to help out. We'll talk with Deb Dobbins coming up on the final segment of the show. Less than 3 months before the election, Republican Governor Scott Walker back on the campaign trail. It's the summer bus tour. He's making stops across the state, and he takes time out to join us on the program. And Governor Walker, it's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Well, thank you. Great to be with you.
What are your thoughts? We're less than 90 days away.
Well, I'd say it's going to be a clear contrast out here. I know there's a lot of attention on the eight Democrats running out there. People ask me all the time, who do you prefer to run against? I said, it really doesn't matter. They're all running further and further to the left. In most of these debates you listen to, there's a lot of anger and hatred. We need to counter that, not with more of the same, but with optimism and organization. By that, I mean we got a great story to tell, more people working than ever before, more actual dollars in schools than ever before. We put more than $8 billion in the tax relief, lowering the taxes on working families, senior citizens, small business owners, family farmers. We've helped more than 30, almost near 30, I should say, almost 30,000 people transition from welfare into the workforce. Our healthcare systems are ranked number one in the nation for quality. We froze tuition 6 years in a row. We got a great story to tell, and we got a great plan about how we're going to keep Wisconsin working for generations to come. If we lay out our positive record, our optimistic view for the future, and contrast that with a lot of the attacks that we see on the other side, I think we're going to be in good shape.
All right. Your campaign has sent out emails to supporters over the last several weeks telling them, hey, there are some polls out there showing you trailing one of the leading Democratic candidate for governor. How concerned are you at this juncture of the campaign that some of these polls show, for example, Tony Evers in a head-to-head matchup against you, if the election were held today, winning?
I think it's going to be very, very competitive. I've said for almost a year that my concern was complacency. My concern was that voters, supporters, and others would look at our good track record and say, state's never been better off when it comes to employment levels. Schools have more actual dollars than ever before. All these good things are happening. And say, it's a shoo-in. You've won before. You got a great track record. But the reality is that they're largely because of things at the national level. There's a huge amount of momentum on the other side. Some call it a blue wave. We'll see if that happens here in Wisconsin or not. But we've taken that very, very seriously. We know that Wisconsin is always a competitive state, that just by practice, any credible Democrat starts out with about 48% of the vote. So we've always thought it would be a competitive race. We've got to carry every right-of-center voter, and I've got to win independents probably by 10 to 12 points. We've done that before because we've showed that we make bold promises, and we deliver on those promises. If I tell you I'm going to do something, we do it. And I think as people look at our plan to keep Wisconsin working for generations to come, to keep our graduates in particular here in the state of Wisconsin, to attract more millennials, at the same time, we find a way to make this the best state in the nation for retirees to retire in. Those are the sorts of things we're going to highlight between now and November 6th.
All right. In the news over the last couple of days have been you and the Democratic candidates going back and forth on the state prisons. What do you say to some of the Democratic candidates for governor criticizing you for not visiting any of the state prisons?
Yeah, I say that is a huge smokescreen for them trying to cover up from the real issue. The real issue is that people want to be safe. And Tony Evers, Kelda Royce, Kathleen Vineholt, Michael McCabe, others have said that they are willing to support a plan to cut the prison population by 50%. By 50%, just so that people are clear, right now, two-thirds of all the inmates in the state prison system are in for violent offenses. Even those that don't qualify for violent offenses are still in for things like gun-related crimes, multiple drunk driving. burglary, car theft, things like that, which are pretty serious, that doesn't even qualify in the two-thirds that are in for violent offenses. If the plan that Tony Evers, Kelda Royce, again others running for governor, if that were to go through, we're talking about thousands of violent criminals today would be out on the streets if their plan were going to effect. I think the voters want to know, what are you going to do to make sure that people who are not visiting, but people who are there for a purpose, stay in prison for their entire sentence? I don't think people want people out on the streets early, certainly not violent criminals. And I brought that to the public's attention because a number of these candidates, people like Tony Evers, people like Kelda Royce, have said this at these many, many, many forums that they've had from a lot of very left-of-center groups out there. And I just thought most people in the state don't know this. And I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, I got to believe most people do not want violent criminals out on the streets early.
There's a story that a Foxconn official says the company's planned $10 billion investment will grow. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, we've already seen pieces of it. We've seen their announcement and their actions to purchase the Watermark building in Green Bay to put 200 high-tech jobs there. Similarly, they made an announcement in Eau Claire to put 150 jobs in a new innovation center there. They're looking for other ways to reach out, not just to be good corporate citizens, which they plan on being, but also because when you're looking to hire 13,000 people in a high-tech advanced manufacturing arena, they're going to need people from all over the state of Wisconsin, not just in Racine, not just in southeastern Wisconsin, but all over the state. And they need to make supply chain connections. Good example, Greg, you know well in your area, just up the way in Oshkosh Corporation, a great growing Wisconsin company. They do $300 million worth of business with 700 companies in the state, many small businesses in about 140 different communities. When Foxconn's up and operational, they'll do four times that. So there's going to be many, many more announcements connected to Foxconn about ways people will benefit all over the state. And I should say, the other benefit, as I point out repeatedly, is they have to earn their tax credits based on actual investment and job creation. No jobs and investment, no credits. But thankfully, in both counts, they've already made investments, and they're already hiring people right here in the state of Wisconsin.
All right. If you're reelected, what would your top priority be in your next term?
Well, it ties in two things together, workforce and keeping our graduates here and attracting more like them. We right now have more job openings, more career opportunities in this state than we have people to fill them. I want to make sure that every one of our students graduates and that every graduate has a plan to fill a career here in the state of Wisconsin. That's good for parents. It's good for grandparents who want their kids and their grandkids to stay in the state. And it's good for employers who are looking for talented people to fill those positions.
All right. Who are you going to vote for in the U.S. Senate race on Tuesday?
I've not endorsed because I'm ready to help whomever wins the primary on Tuesday, and I'm excited because I think there's a real chance for whomever the winner is to be the next U.S. Senator from the state of Wisconsin.
How much of a factor did there are 37 contested sheriff's races across the state. There's one here in Fond du Lac. There's one in Dodge County. How much of a factor do you think that's going to have on the outcome of the Democratic gubernatorial race, given that this is a partisan primary, and I bet more than 30 of those sheriffs are Republican?
Well, I think it has an impact. Obviously, you've got the U.S. Senate primary, which gets attention as well, but there, in some counties, particularly where one party or the other is the dominant party, sometimes people get elected based on people crossing over. I don't think there's going to be much of any crossover in the primaries, at least, because you've got a legitimate primary in both the U.S. Senate race and in the governor's race. I do think there's a lot of interest out there because it shows, as I mentioned, public safety is a big priority. You know, everything else doesn't matter if you're not safe. All these other issues, jobs, education, health care, if you're not safe, it really doesn't matter. And that's why I think in the end, what I mentioned about the Democrats talking about wanting to cut the prison population in half is going to be one of the top issues in this campaign for governor. I'm all for fewer people in prison, but by giving judges alternatives to incarceration. And at the other end, we've increased the amount of resources we put in to get people near the end of their actual sentence, training in technical and vocational training, so they can have careers once they're out, legitimately out, They can get careers that keep them from coming back. That's the way you keep the population down. It's not by arbitrarily letting half of the people out because of some political agenda. And I think it ties into your question about sheriffs. People are very concerned about public safety.
Right. I'll get you out on this. If you are reelected, is it your final term?
I think that's not only up to the voters, but most importantly to my number one constituent, my wife, Tonette. And I think I'm just thankful she's given me a chance to run one more time and finish the job off and hand it off so that, like I said, we can keep Wisconsin working for generations to come.
Governor Scott Walker, great to have you on the show. Best of luck in your reelection campaign.
Thank you.
The 78th. 78-